7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, the number one video game podcast in QuakeCon.
QuakeCon.
I am one of your hosts this week, Bryant Pip-Boy Daniels, and joining me as usual, this time not on Skype, this time in person, and this is none other than Todd Slayer Fortner. What's going on, man?
In the building, man. It's beautiful to finally get to do this side by side instead of the other side of the universe.
I know, man.
It's cool.
We finally hooked up in person. We're in person. We're not on Skype this time. We're doing this live.
Yeah, man.
We're at QuakeCon. We're at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas.
It's still a weird name, but this is a great fucking building.
It is, right? It is a great name. It's a great building.
Yeah, it's like, is this Gaylord?
Yeah, I think it's old. I just think it's like one of those super old-timey names that just like, it's the names that everybody used as an insult. I guess it meant happy lord of the land.
I mean, the gay is a term for happiness. That makes sense. You know,
that is absolutely true.
With modern, you know, standards, it's made it kind of.
Anyway, we are here live at QuakeCon.
Woo!
Excited. Now, before we get into, just to let you guys know, this is going to be a regular episode. It's just the roundtable this week is QuakeCon. We're going to go over everything we've seen here. We're still going to be doing, if this is your first time joining us, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. We're going to talk about the video game news, and we're going to do a roundtable. This week's roundtable is exclusive to the reveals that have happened at QuakeCon that we have personally witnessed, Todd.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is about as regular as us never doing it like this before. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same format. It's still, you know, if you listen to us, you know what the fuck we do. This is what we do. We do what we want.
We're still going to talk a lot of shit.
Hey, man. I mean,
that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And it's about that grand experiment. And this has really proved it more so than any time, I think.
I have learned to skip the tutorial world. Absolutely. And I have learned that I can pack my entire recording studio into one backpack.
Like a turtle shell.
I felt like a turtle carried it. I was like, please don't fall over, because if I fall over, I'm not getting back up. That's what happens. Now, before we get on to what we've been playing, we got a few things we want to talk to you guys about, the tribe. First of all, this week we have officially launched on anchor.fm. If you want to find it, you can go to our Twitter or Facebook page. You can find us there on Anchor if you just search it out. Here's the thing about Anchor. You can give us listener support here at Anchor. Now, listener support comes, you have to do it through the actual webpage itself on the Anchor website to our page, but you can do it at 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. Look, we've never asked you guys for anything. To look at the t-shirts, we're not even asking you to do this. It's just something, if you want to throw some love our way, that is a way that you are able to do that, is by going to that Anchor and giving us that monthly love, that monthly donation.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it is what it is. These opportunities come up because of you guys, and there's reasons for it, and it just gives us more opportunities to grow the show and do things that we do. And I mean, you can find it. Really, it's more important to find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, the links are there, and do what it do. You know, Team Anchor, I was excited about it because old Gary V. Look that guy up. He's a cool guy. That's the first time I saw anything about Anchor. So it was really great to like have that opportunity to come up and say, hey, you know, Anchor's a good platform to use. And it's something, if you're interested in podcasting yourself, check out Anchor. Like,
absolutely.
I think that's the whole point of it, but absolutely, bro.
Absolutely. Anchor's a great place. Another way you can support us is if you go to Twitter or Facebook, you can find our TeePublic links. That's TeePublic, where you can buy our t-shirts. We're wearing them now. We're going to put some pictures up. I know Todd got a good picture today. We'll talk a little bit about later.
Some good ones.
Todd met Todd. That's all I'll say.
The double Todd. He's a fucking Marine, man.
He is.
He's a fucking Marine. Yeah, like, I don't, you know, we'll get into it a little bit more.
I know he's got to be tired, but he don't even look tired.
Yeah, man.
I'll be real honest. He don't even look tired.
You know, the tribe, we respect that.
Absolutely. We got some other shout outs here for you guys. Oh, also on TeePublic, if you want, you can buy mugs, stickers, hats. I think hats. Do they have hats up there?
Yeah. No, not hats. But I mean, the thing is to, once again, we'll throw it out there. Let us know what you want on there, what type of things.
Yeah.
If there's any games, we can add it to the store. and then, you know, just give you what you want. Make it easy on yourself.
We'll give the tribe everything they desire.
I don't know about all that, bro. I don't know about all that. Come on, man. It's kind of, this is crazy.
This is cool.
Like, as much as we like hang this. Out, you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that we never get a chance to record. This is like,
this dope, is cool. You know, this is cool.
Especially here.
Yeah. We're going to have to do this more. Some shout outs this week. We got some new Podbean subs. Keys Dime and Sausisha. Yeah. 4195. Thank you so much for subscribing on Podbean, showing love. Welcome to the tribe. We also have on Instagram my favorite follow of the week, Elder Hose Online.
That's just so funny there, cuz. It's just still funny, cuz.
That is, yes. That still cracks me up.
That's really thoughtful. Oh yeah, special shout out to Oreo Versace. I know we got to finish discussions about a way out, but we just need to finish it, bro.
Yeah, we do. We do. We need to get up. I had to
give you a special shout out. Man, you still got to get on 2K. You've been solid, giving some inbox love on the Instagram.
And I'll be honest, I love that name, Oreo Versace.
Yeah, bro. He's, yeah. He's out of Chi-Town. So shout out to Chi-Town.
Shout out to Chi-Town for sure. And Darth DG says on CastBox, left us a comment, says, awesome show. Love the top seven. Well, Darth DG, thank you for that love. Welcome to the tribe.
Yes, sir.
All right, Todd. This is normal. This is what we do. Are you ready for this? I've got one question for you. What have you been playing?
Totally off subjects of QuakeCon, man. You know Madden 19 came out this weekend, bro.
And yes, sir.
I had a whole moment because I spent my extra money to get the Hall of Fame edition with Terrell Owens, who's an enemy of many and loved by few. But I don't give a fuck. I had to get it a few days early. So, you know, I'm on a tight schedule. We grind. We try to put the time in. I get there. I download my game. I start downloading it early. I'm like, hell yeah. I get home. I had to grind it out. I was at work. And I fuck around. I have a complete goddamn moment. Because it took 15 hours for it to download. Oh. And when I got on it, I'm sitting here. I'm about to go into a rage. And we'll discuss rage later. The fucking developers saying cool. But I went into my own personal motherfucking rage. Because I spent extra goddamn money. This shit just comes out of my pocket to get Madden 19. I'm sorry. I'm getting mad just thinking about it. I know we're in a hotel.
You should be angry.
I don't give a goddamn.
You should be angry.
If the police come up, I'll explain to them the reason why. It's Terrell
Owens' fault. I really don't think anybody can hear us.
I'm just saying. It's Terrell Owens' fault. I blame him. I'm sorry. I had a moment, man.
You had to.
But then I realized, okay, actually it just wasn't finished downloading and I had downloaded the wrong PS4. I guess they put something on it to where the primary one is the one that I could play it on and the pro is in the front. It's not the primary. I don't know. So after I had my little rage moment.
A well-earned rage moment,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
A well-earned rage moment.
I was already probably triggered because earlier in the week, we already talked about the whole little EA controversy
with
Colin Kaepernick. I'm not going to get into that again. It's not that deep. They fixed it, so it's cool. But I got a chance to fuck with that a little bit, do my normal Madden thing, man. I hadn't really gotten a chance to delve into it because QuakeCon's going on. So a lot of time I've been up here, but I can't wait to leave and get on that again.
Get on Madden. I'm kind of feeling that. Yeah.
The player motion, what I'm going to say up front, because we'll get into this deeper when we get into our regular show setup. But the player motion on there, man, the real player motion is really dope. But you got to get used to it, though.
So what is that? What is that feature? It's for everybody who's not familiar, including me.
Okay,
who
so
likes to throw hookers.
Cause look, bro, look. We got away with the hooker throwing last week.
We did. You're right. You're right.
You brought that up again, man. I'm just saying, James Gunn might get his job back.
That's true.
We gotta careful, bro.
That's true. All right. But, so what is the real player motion?
I mean, it's like, okay, I love the Saints, man. So when I get out there with Drew Brees, he looks like Drew Brees. But
okay.
More importantly, I've seen it. With the limited time I've got a chance to spend with it, just like the running game.
Okay.
You need to run more at an angle because if you try to run straight up field, it's going to kind of break his real player motion. That's not really how players move. So, they just are more true to life to the actual players themselves. The TD celebrations are kind of like that too. If you flick the right stick up, down, left, right,
it gives
you different options, whether it be team. I think the signature player option is if you press down on the right stick, but I'll double check that when I get home. So, but it's definitely something to play around with. And I mean, it's Madden. It looked, graphics are crisp. It's boosted up a little bit and I'm really looking forward to delving into my franchise mode. That's my thing with my people, getting to the franchise mode. Nah, but it's really been really good. Like I said, after we get through this week, I'll probably come back because I'm gonna be on Mad. Yeah. You know, and I gotta get. I know you ain't got it yet either.
No, I have not. I'm going.
You
to.
See, I'm here. I'm not to. Across the universe. I flew all to. The way from the other side of the universe to come right here to QuakeCon and meet and record this fucking show.
All right? We did. All right? That's true.
You were supposed to be the practice.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a second. What?
But yeah, bro, that's pretty much all I've had time to play. And like I said, we'll be delving into that a little bit more. If anybody has questions or anything that they want to focus on, or if they want to get on the game with me, just reach out, man. You know, Trent-Ice1215 PS4 gamer tag. Fuck with it.
Well, I'm looking forward to actually giving this a shot. Yeah, because this will be my first Madden experience, to be real honest. I'm going to be awful. I'm going to be terrible. But to you, in your opinion, you've been playing Madden a lot of years.
Yeah, man.
As a guy who's coming in fresh new to this, is there a lot of good, like, tutorials or options
for me? Skip those motherfuckers, man. The name of the show is Skip the Tutorial, bro. Fuck that.
That's true.
No, there's skills trainers that you need to go through.
Well, I probably have to.
No, I do too. You always, that's the way to do it, bro. I mean, you don't want to wait too long, but, yeah, it's definitely, and I mean, it's stuff like.
Have you messed with the single player mode at all?
Not yet. That's what I hadn't got it. That's why I don't want to even get into it too deep. Okay. Cause I hadn't got a chance to get into that, but I know, the long shot is supposed to be a lot more in depth as far as actual gameplay.
Okay.
So that'll be something right up your alley, I think. That'll be more for you. I actually might play a little Mutt. I know it's a lot of Mutt players out there. I don't really have time. I haven't really gotten a Mutt. I get into my crown holders, top of the line, top gaming, or I'll hop straight online before we start the league. Normally our league starts when the season starts and they get proper updated rosters.
Yeah.
So. This year I might get into a little bit of Mutt, but it'll be definitely with the long shot this year. It's a good year for you to get in.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, and I kind of had to break it down to myself too a little bit here with Madden because I just started thinking about it. I was like, you got player stats, you got team stats, you got all these different type of stats that you're keeping track of. It's like an RPG. If I think about it like that, it's just like.
That would be nice. I'm gonna chill out with the digital titties. My girl's just like, always with the digital titties. It's kind of one of those things now.
It's kind of part of the show though.
It's like that's what she said.
It's a catchphrase.
We gotta put them in there every now and then.
No, they gotta be in there.
Between the digital titties.
Let's skip this. that's the STT way, man. That's the STT way.
James Gunn.
All right, here we go. So I've been playing some stuff this week. The first thing I want to talk about, I actually started while we were at the Classic Games Fest because I brought my Switch with me. I got a chance to finally sit down with Sonic Mania Plus. Sonic Mania Plus. Okay, first of all, I want to start with the packaging because the packaging is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It's Sonic's package is so nice.
No, that's not what she said, bro. Sonic does drugs. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
There's a whole plethora of internet people who are into that, and I'll leave that to them.
There's a whole lot of people that say plethora instead of plethora.
Plethora. I'll say either one. Are you trying to say something? Anyway, so Sonic Mania Plus for the Nintendo Switch, I got the package. The art book that's included in it is beautiful. It's just really cool looking. The actual packaging itself, it's got this real shimmery gold style to it. And on the inside, they have the same package, but the whole thing is they have a reversible label, Todd, where you can make it look like an old school Genesis game. And it is badass, man. It is badass. Now get to the game itself. I didn't play the original Sonic Mania. I know you did.
Yeah.
Now we know there's new characters involved and there's new modes, the different type of battle modes and plus modes. I will say this, man, just flat out playing through the entire game, through the entire Sonic Mania experience. I'm sad I waited so long because it was incredible.
Absolutely.
That single player experience was absolutely incredible. It had great moments in it. I will say this. They still have got Tails in there. Tails is still a bitch. Still is. That's still a thing. Unless somebody else is controlling Tails, but no. If the NPC Tails is awful. Just gets in your way. Sometimes I would use them just to hit boss enemies.
It wouldn't be Sonic if it wasn't that way, though.
That's true. I will say this, too. The boss designs, those boss fights, were incredible as well. Just very cool and very updated. It's amazing that it took a team of Sonic developers who were all fans and not actually working for Sega to go, hey, Sega, this is what a Sonic game should be. if you want to get
the nostalgia, bro.
It did.
Yeah.
It really did. The music, the intro. And I like the little intro that they do and the throwbacks to like Sega CD, Sonic CD games and like the little animated cartoon and everything like that. That was really cool. Overall though, I love it. If you have a Switch, it's totally, I'd recommend picking it up, especially if you have a physical copy of Sonic. Cause you know how me and you talk about, we talked about this, the Classic Games Fest with Limited Run. Talk about the physical copies. We love physical copies, and this is a great one to have with the reversible label and the art book. And I think it's only $30 on Amazon.
Yeah, man.
$29.99 right now. $29.99 for Sonic. Definitely worth it. The other game that I played, the one that is most definitely going to cause a divorce between me and my wife.
Don't say that. Put that in the universe.
I take it back.
Y'all just had a great trip to Austin. No. I said a beautiful room.
That's
like
true.
The players, I could just imagine. Would you and see? Hold on, wait. Barry White.
Barry White.
Was it some Barry White in the background?
Always.
Some Marvin Gaye.
Always. Actually, I like Al Green.
Hey, that's my favorite brother.
Al Green's
the Black Jew.
Yeah, that guy was incredible. You know what?
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Black Jew
ish.
Him and Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's weird.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Shout out to all the Black Jewish people out there.
There's a lot.
We love you.
I think.
That play guitar especially and make songs like.
Anyway. Anyway, moving on.
I mean, just cut it, bro. If it doesn't fit, fuck it.
No, it was funny. It was too funny. But no, so the game that's not going to cause me and my wife to get a divorce, but is most definitely going to cause us to yell at each other. Overcooked 2. What can I say about Overcooked 2, man? Incredible.
I don't know.
It's incredible. It's, if you like couch co-op, if you like games that, you know, have a built-in mechanic that becomes an extreme challenge, especially in a co-op level, it seems simple at first. But here's what I'll say. They've expanded the story of Overcooked. You're still trying to save the kingdom here. This time you're trying to save the kingdom from zombie bread. Do you know what they call the zombie bread in Overcooked 2, Todd?
Marijuana?
The unbred.
Oh, okay.
They call them the unbred. It's so perfect.
That's crazy.
The unbred. So you're trying to save the kingdom here from the unbred by feeding the unbred food. That's what you got to do in this game. But it's these little challenges, man. And the game is definitely much harder than the first Overcooked. It's definitely more challenging. It's got some really cool mechanics. It's got two controller modes this time versus the original one, which only had the one option. So if you choose to play it in a different capacity, you can. You've also got just really cool graphics, new chefs, new foods you got to make. You start out by making sushi, and it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare, but it is so much fun. And my wife, here's the thing. I love my wife. Here's why I sometimes play co-op games with my wife is draining, because she wants to be perfection on every level. So we will not leave a level until we've hit 3 stars. We will not. So far, it's been fine because we've hit 3 stars on the first try every level. When we get to those last levels, I know what's going to happen. Stop it. Just move on. Stop it. We don't need to do this.
So, man, hold on, wait. Just to get straight to it. So is this a good couch co-op with the fam?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Play it with somebody who you trust to not hurt their feelings when you start yelling at them. Because that is what will happen in this game. So have you played the first Overcooked at all?
I vaguely remember the experience.
Okay.
I know it's like, I know my ex old lady, which is going to piss my current old lady off.
We can cut that. Lady.
I don't give a fuck, man. We're not cutting shit. It's QuakeCon weekend.
QuakeCon!
It's too much shit going on, man. But yeah, I played it a bit, bro. And I mean, it was a cool little experience for me. You know, that's not really my style, though. But
yeah, it's a fun little game. It's, couch co-op wise. You're playing a chef in a kitchen. You're trying to get orders out. And to get those orders out, you gotta cook the food. You gotta chop it. You gotta put it in the boiler, put it in the pan. You gotta wash dishes. So you gotta juggle. It's all about time management. It's a time management game, essentially. But you're juggling a whole bunch of different things in this one. But Overcooked 2, if you like the first one, you'll love the second one. If you're looking for a good couch co-op with somebody, like maybe a kid or a family or your spouse, my wife, she plays video games, but not a whole lot. But this was one that I heard her squee.
Man, okay. All right.
Whenever
that's a perfect way. I gotta say though, I know you haven't played it yet, but I'm really more so excited about the game that you're about to play.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't wait till we get into that.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, I did not get a chance to play it, but We Happy Few.
Yeah.
I've got it loaded on my Xbox One, ready to go. I have just got to sit down and start playing it.
I can dig it.
All right. Well, that's been the segment one here. Why don't you, stick around and join us when we talk about the news.
2018.
Welcome back to Skip the Tutorial, the number one video game podcast at the Doom presentation at QuakeCon. I added a little something there.
I added a little stank
B-Y-O-C. On that.
BYOC.
BYOC. Bring your own computer.
Bring your own cash.
Can I tell you how long it took me to figure out that meant bring your own computer? I was like, what BYOC? What the hell does BYOC mean? I was like, oh yeah, it's a LAN party.
Never, but you're so smart and you read books. I'm confused.
Yeah, my wife is too, a lot of the time. Anytime that I do something really incredibly stupid, which is a lot,
the
apparently.
The story you told me earlier was actually hilarious. But you don't need to
don't tell it. We're good.
Sometimes mystery is okay.
Yeah, mystery.
Sometimes we can keep some stuff to us. If they want to know, they can just email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com.
They can. They can email us.
Question and answers. What's the question? What? Maybe we could do a giveaway. Like, what's that story?
What's that? Oh, that's a good one. Maybe. That's a good one. Do a giveaway there. Based around the story.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be able to do more giveaways and gangster shit.
If I would title the story, it would be titled The Phantom Fart.
Because, see, you get it. Never mind. There goes. See?
No. It didn't give away the story. I promise. It did not give away the story.
That's a valid point.
That's true. It's just a good title for a story. All right. So this week we are still here. We're going to be talking about the news. Let's play that news theme, Todd.
News.
Channel 4 News with 5-time Emmy Award winning anchor, Ron Burgundy. Cham Kine, sports. Rick Tamlin, weather. And your reporter in the field, Brian Fantana.
It's Channel 4 News at 6 o'clock.
All right. Little Anchorman bringing us in there. Little Anchorman. All right. First piece of news, Todd. First piece of news. In light of Doom and Rage 2, Doom Eternal, Rage 2 being announced, which we will go into a little bit detail later. Doom and Rage, the first ones, are now available on Xbox Games Pass. Todd, is this making you want to come back to Xbox anytime in the future? The Doom and Rage being on the Games Pass or the whole Games Pass system?
No.
Okay, good. Let's move on.
maybe next generation we'll check out Scarlet, but right now, I've been blessed to finally have a gaming laptop, and
yeah,
being in this environment really lets me know how crucial it is that we represent for some of folk.
Yeah. I like the laptop. Yeah. I prefer my laptop over everything
that's
else.
That's where Xbox Game Pass has been coming in handy for me.
Yeah.
Like without this experience, if I just already, as I am a PlayStation owner, it's not quite enough to draw me back. But I love the Game Pass idea. It's just looking forward.
Yeah, looking forward. This. Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't know if those two games specifically would draw you back into the fold. It's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
So, you know.
It's not Spider-Man. Whispering.
It's kind of weird being close. It's nice, though. I like this.
It's not Spider-Man either.
No, Bones.
It's not. I'm so excited.
Maybe next week. This is quite kind of week, and we got to give it its just due. Because there's so much dope shit that's going on over here. We met so many cool people.
So many cool people. You know what I'm saying?
But we got to spend a lot of time on Spider-Man. Insomniac, that just...
We met one dude with a don't tread on me thing stitched on his leather vest.
I just, man, the uncomfortable looks on certain folks' faces today. Like the story you told me earlier when I went to go take a quick piss and we was going to smoke or whatever and come outside.
I've just, it's something I don't understand.
And the herd dispersed when like an actual real black one came.
Well, it was a young group of white males.
Hey guys.
And then one of them called the other one a specific term that will not be repeated.
Nigga.
Well, you can repeat it. I can't repeat it.
You could if you wanted to.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. And I piped up because Todd wasn't there. I didn't really say anything. I just went, hey. And they all looked at me and they just kind of like looked kind of embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then Todd walked out and they immediately went back inside.
That's funny to me though.
I think they thought I was going to like tap you on the shoulder and be like, hey, those guys said the word.
What the fuck am I going to do by myself, bro? Like, what am I going to do? Like, push them off the don't exit door sign?
You mean the no suicide doors?
Yeah, that shit was funny too. Like, why would you put, I mean, I guess people need to understand. Yeah. Like, we're on two stories up and it's like, don't, this is not an exit door. Well, what the fuck? You're not, the only way you're going to exit is to heaven or hell.
No exit.
If you go any further past this guardrail, you're gonna exit life.
This is their suicide prevention door.
But it's okay, and I blame Lil Wayne for them feeling comfortable with that. I mean, it's fine, whatever. I don't think they meant it in a bad way. But you were there, and I trust you, brother. And the point is,
yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course, you know of that. Course. All right, it just bothered me. What are you doing with your life? Pull up your pants.
Showing your age, brethren.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it. Yeah. All right. Next piece of news here. Sorry, it's okay. Now we're going to talk way more about Doom Eternal here, but if you want screenshots of the Doom Eternal, they're available out there online. You can go check those out. They've been released officially. And Doom Eternal will be for PS4, PC, and Xbox One, just like every other Doom, has been. So that was just something we wanted to drop in there. Next thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, Todd, this is a good point of us kind of just, you know, discussing some interesting portions of what goes on behind the scenes. So Bethesda has blocked the sale of a new game, a game on Amazon by a young man who was actually trying to sell a used copy. What was the game? Do you remember?
I don't even remember.
Evil Within 2.
Yeah.
He was trying to sell a used copy of The Evil Within 2. So they sent him a cease and desist letter for him to take The Evil Within 2 off the Amazon store. Now here's the thing. The articles that I've seen, the headlines, all kind of make Bethesda to be the bad guy in this situation. However, if you start looking at from a legality stance, Bethesda's never really done this before. But if you really start looking at what he was doing, technically he put it up on the Amazon store as a new copy. A brand new copy of the game. It was not a new copy of the game. He had purchased the game itself. Now, he may not have opened it, but technically that is now a used copy of the game. It has been purchased and handled by somebody who is not a licensed reseller, a licensed seller of Bethesda games. So they had him cease and desist because they said that their argument was that it was not a new copy like he was advertising. Todd, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you know how it is, man. You know, we are complete proponents of the customer itself, the gamer. That's what we are. We're just people that love the industry. So, you know, microtransactions, predatory practices as far as the businesses set up to try to, you know, rape your pockets. We're going to always be against that. But this is something, I mean, this is just the cost of doing business. You got to make sure things are lined up correctly.
Yeah.
And Amazon holding the market. I just saw something. I think it's like e-commerce is like 49.1%.
Yeah.
It's like a ridiculous. It's not even close to anybody else. No. Like Walmart is like 1 point something or 6 point something. Double check me on that one. But definitely. Yeah. With it happening on Amazon, I mean, that's just a part. They gotta handle their business, bro. They can't have people out here reselling stuff saying it is new you've had your crummy hands all over it. I want my new.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna put it out there right, then, you know, I'm cool with it. And I'm definitely always down for never trying to get rid of a barter type system. That's just part of the culture with video gaming from the, you know, action figures that come along with it. Now that we're getting a chance to do cons together, but this is like, not even really a story to me, man. This is just Bethesda being doing what they fucking supposed to do as a business.
Yeah, because
like something to be.
The way I see it is that the guy was advertising this as a new copy, which would put it in the mind that he was licensed to sell and distribute video games. You know, he had that license to do, and he doesn't. He's selling simply a used copy of a game. For example, if he were to buy this game off the shelf and then take it back to GameStop unwrapped, he'd still get a crappy trade-in price for it. It's just the thing.
I worked at GameStop. If you bought it and brought it back, like you traded it in the package, it's gonna be sold as a used game.
Yeah.
GameStop's not gonna sell it as a new game. You're gonna get the used game like you shouldn't have left with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Period.
It's an advertising thing. So don't shit all over Bethesda for that one.
Those
headlines are really bad.
I'm sure it'll be some shit down the line that, you know, any company will be ready to take that hot turd on top.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Make it work. According to another piece of news involving Doom Eternal, well, you know what? We're actually going to talk about that in the Roundtable table.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
more than more well, interesting
it's
thing.
It's lined up. Yep.
Yeah. Next piece of news. A 25-year-old man has been charged with stealing in-game currency from FIFA 18. He stole $325,000 worth of currency from EA. I think this man is a hero, Todd.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. The flip side of it, like, it's kind of hypocritical because we were just like, well, Bethesda, you got to handle your business. And this dude's just like, three times. I was like, good job. I don't give a fuck. Good job. Yeah, fuck the corporations.
Fuck yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's got to be balanced with anything. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because we can't let the shit get out of control. Well, you know, shit, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, victimless crimes.
Yeah, you know, this is victimless crime.
There we go, bro. So, I mean, fuck it. You know, once again.
I mean, what is that, though? The amount they spill to fuel their jet.
And I'm American. I don't care about FIFA that much.
No, I don't either. I don't understand soccer.
I mean, soccer is I understand it's the great world sport. I get it, but
I think it's stupid.
I was born in South Louisiana. I tried it.
Yeah.
It's cool. I never tried it. Great shape.
Yeah, I never tried it. That's why I'm not in great shape now. I never tried it. But I always looked at soccer and I was like, that looks dumb.
I tried it. It was fun. I had a lot of fun with it, but I mean, I perpetuate the stereotype.
Anytime I see soccer on TV though, I'm just like, what is this, communist and Russia?
See, I will say, No, bro.
It's not America.
Even though, didn't the French team win the World Cup? I didn't watch any of it.
I don't know.
I think
it
was
like
a controversy a little bit because of the
I also play into the stereotype. I love hockey.
There you go,
and I'm super pale.
You fit in your box.
I do. I fit in my box. Get in your box. I do. There it is. I love Canadian beer.
Do we
and
have
hockey.
To talk about FIFA anymore? Look, can we talk about something else?
No, I'm
super excited.
I'm just excited that EA like got screwed over. I mean, the guy did. Look, he hacked into a personal computer on EA servers and stole a whole bunch of shit. You got your time. You deserve your time. You did the crime.
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, he got the max.
For digital currency?
For digital currency. Well, they got him more on the hacking thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a federal thing.
Yeah, that's a federal thing. So they sent him and they charged him. So he stole $325,000, but they only fined him $250,000. But then
like
I started.
Real money?
That's the thing.
That's a lot of money, bro.
That's a lot of money,
yeah,
dude.
Man. That's a quarter of $1 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. His life's done.
I don't think they'll try to butt sex him, though, for that.
That's all to win.
Do you think that'll happen to rape? He'd probably be a hero.
In that prison.
Yeah, I don't think
so. In that prison.
I don't know if that actually happens. That's something you might
need to think that people who do computer crimes go to different jails where butt rape's not a thing.
Unless it's digital.
It could be digital butt rape. I think that may be why we need to finish that game.
It's digital pocket rape. We definitely got to finish the way out, man.
We
There's just so many games, so little time. We got to cut through the, you know. It's just hard to link up on it and with the co-op
experience.
It is. Experience.
So it I don't is. Well, we also had out, an issue know? With the internet. That
That's
night.
What happened.
It kept dropping.
Exactly. We couldn't get into
it. I was having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just kept having an issue.
Reason to say Oreo Versace one more time.
Yes, Oreo Versace. I love your name. I'm going to get that, put it on a t-shirt, and get it tattooed on my arm. Anyway,
no, you're not, bro. You're not gonna do that.
No, I'm not.
All right, let's keep it moving.
All right, so next piece of news: Discord, the server that we use for our chat service, where you can join us on Discord. You can join the tribe. It's launching its own game store, so it's getting in the digital market along with Steam and GOG and Humble Bundle. So it's really getting out there. I'm glad for Discord. I don't need another market to spend my money in, but thanks, Discord. I appreciate the offer.
Competition is good.
It is. It is good. It does. I like GOG specifically because it's got a whole bunch of, cool little features to it. Doom Eternal. Next piece of news. Doom Eternal will be on the Switch. I'm super excited about that.
I'm instantly biased.
Yeah, you're gonna buy
based on yeah, of course. Yeah. Just like I'm instantly kind of biased a little bit. Like I think, I mean, I like Doom already, but I need to. I'm gonna get it.
I want Pocket Doom.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like Doom Eternal just looks so fucking sick, bro. I can't wait to talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah,
it just looks fucking sick.
It does, man.
Like and you got to meet the Doom.
People were like, "Oh yeah. Hugo from id Software.
Yeah,
Hugo,
man.
It was nice meeting him. We got a picture we'll put up on Twitter. Guy had a Monster Squad shirt
man, he's
on.
He's cool, bro.
He's cool, man. Yeah. We'll get a little more into that. But Doom Eternal coming to the Switch, people were often questioning the relationship between Doom and Nintendo, and it's like, people forget that Doom was on Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo both.
Yeah, and I mean, the Doom recent port to Switch, excellent port. So, I mean, now seeing what they're doing with the new Doom, yeah, that's a must-have. I didn't get this port on the Switch, which isn't any reason to get on my Switch. I got my, you see it right here. You see what
yeah,
it's doing.
Yeah, you got your Switch ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for it.
You know, so I'm looking forward to it. That I'm going to have, I can already tell.
Yeah, me too. I think that's going to be my primary play. It's something about the Switch, just you're an sitting ass. On
you're,
the couch.
You're going to get both. You're doing
yeah, I will. I'll get the big, you've seen my big demon statue that I've got from the Doom Collector's Edition. Next piece of news. This is not a game for me or you, but somebody out there I'm sure may like this.
I'm not even going to talk. I'm going to let you do the rest of them. Goodbye.
Oh. This is Persona Dancing. Oh,
wait. Yeah, wait. You snuck this in. I didn't see you did. This. We got to put this together this time together. And we never do this.
Todd, legitimately, this is not a game for me. This is not a game for me.
Whatever.
You want to know why? This is, okay, Persona Dancing Endless Night Collection will be available for pre-order now. I just put this on there because I wanted to talk about the weirdest game in the Persona lineup. So they take the music from Persona games and they make a dance game out of it. Just like you would a Just Dance. But this one is for 3, 4, and 5. I will not buy buying this game. I will not be buying it. That is a promise. I love this music, but it's not happening. You're just not going to talk, are you? All right, moving on. I will not be buying Persona.
You're a liar.
No, I hate dancing games. I do. I don't like to move during my games unless it's VR shooting. That's kind of where I like to move. Kind of. All right, next piece of news. You're like, I don't know how I feel about that. NES Maker has been released. NES Maker. So if you're interested in programming games, NES Maker is a program that allows you to homebrew NES games.
Dope.
I think that's cool, man. Man. Here's somebody do me a favor. I want somebody to go program a Persona game for the NES. All right, moving on. Maybe a Persona dancing game for the NES called 8-Bit Night? 8-Bit Night. There we go. They should put me on their marketing team. Atlas, if you're listening, come hire me.
No, man, fuck that. We own these rights. Let's skip the tutorial, man. Fuck that. Partnerships are cool, though.
All right, next piece of news. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Limited Edition will be available for pre-order. It'll be coming soon. It's coming with a fucking GameCube controller.
That's dope.
I'm super excited about that. Yeah, that's dope. I'm super excited about that. Never thought I would want that ever again in my life, a GameCube controller. Never thought I'd see one new, is what I'm saying, released. I love the GameCube controller. And playing Smash Bros. Are you going to pick up Smash Bros. For your Switch this time?
I might.
You might, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things like Smash Bros. Has been out and it's such a big title.
It's huge. It's
such a big
fighting
game. And it's one of those things like, okay, do I want to... I'm a Dragon Ball Fighter, man. I like Dragon Ball Fighters, bro. So, I mean, I might fuck with it just because anything to fuck with my Switch.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. All right, Super Smash Bros. Wii U Evo. Grand Finals, ultimate finger to the fans.
All right, and this is the thing. Like, really, we just put this on here because we missed Evo, and
yeah, we do. We should have talked about it.
Shout out to Will Arango, man. I know he was representing Skip the Tutorial out there, man.
He was.
I mean, we touch bases with him. We do what we want. We'll probably.
I saw some video.
With Will in it?
Yeah, he looked. Really? It looked good.
Yeah.
Well, he shot it. Homie. It was dope.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Will, man. I don't know if we got a chance to shout him out. There's so many people that fuck with this podcast and help it be what it is. So, man, yeah, looking forward to that.
It was good, man. It looked good. I'm gonna watch some of those replays because it's been so crazy that I haven't just had an opportunity to look at any of it. And I like we've talked about with fighting games, it's not necessarily my style, but with fighting games themselves, it's impressive as hell to watch.
We've been conning it up though lately, man. And I'm full of that sneak.
Yeah.
No.
Sneak.
Yeah, man.
Next piece of news. New technology will allow you to feel the winds in Skyrim. Immersive Winds VR lets you feel the winds in Skyrim. Uses a smart plug and a house fan. We've gone too far. We have gone too far. Here, pay $200 so you can feel the winds in Skyrim.
Hey, man, rich man's toys. But it's cool. I mean, I don't know, man. It's a market for it, clearly.
It's Ready Player One.
Exhibit Hall. We still got the VR Bethesda set up down there.
Yes, we can hit the Exhibit Hall, and then we can hit the Mexican food restaurant in the Gaylord. It's very good.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it's real good.
Okay.
It's real good.
That's what we'll do. Yeah.
But no, yeah, I do want to hit it up. I want to hit up Skyrim. All right, last piece of news. I don't know if you're ready for this.
Let's keep it short.
Horse testicles in Red Dead 2. There are horse testicles in Red Dead 2.
The detail. You have to appreciate the veiny detail.
You really do.
This mic makes me want to whisper.
It does. And hopefully, like, I mean, yeah, I can tell. You're like, I feel like you're like doing demonic spells.
Well, we just finished watching Doom, man. And we're in this weird, in this hallway with this cool carpet with boots and shit.
Well, I almost feel like we're in The Shining recording a podcast. I want to go visit The Shining Hotel, The Overlook. I want to go record a podcast there. That's what we should do. Fans, pay us so we can go to The Overlook and record a podcast.
No, man, that's not why. That's not why they should do anything.
No, I'm kidding.
I know,
bro. I'm kidding. But horse testicles and Red Dead 2. Man. All right, guys. Stick around. Right. We'll be back. We're talking about all the reveals at QuakeCon 2018.
This dopeness for real.
Welcome back to Skip the Tutorial. I had to bring that in with some excitement.
Clearly. So excited.
I'm so excited.
I mean, kind of exhausted, but
I'm tired.
But the energy of the place, the QuakeCon experience, being around the experiment that we're trying, all the types of different people, how we walked in and saw the cosplayers with the humongous suit. I gotta put a picture up.
We'll get that picture
up. You'll go to Facebook and Instagram. You can check that out, man. But yeah, man, it's been crazy.
It's been good though, man. Yeah. Like, I'm super excited about this, especially what we're about to break down. QuakeCon, I did not know what to expect. This is my first time going. Todd, you've been here before.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just as a regular civilian. You know what I'm saying?
Now we got the gold press passes.
Hey, man, I feel like Willy Wonka gave us a pass to like his magical playground.
I felt like I was wearing like
QuakeCon doom hellness.
Yes.
And rageness.
Rageness.
And the falloutness, the nuclearness.
The
Todd Howard, man.
Nuclear.
The Pete Hines.
Those
Hugos,
cool.
The cool folks, you know, it's dopeness, bro. It's a whole different capacity of being here, but I've been to QuakeCon before and we discussed it. It's like one of those things. It's like the universe working in our favor, bro.
Yes, it is.
It's right here in the area that just opened up a new studio out here, right?
Is that what you're saying? Bethesda. Yeah. Just open up a new studio over in the DFW area. So if you're a programmer or want to get into it, you want to move to Dallas and be on Skip the Tutorial. Well, we're not going to let you, but you can come work for Bethesda.
Maybe so. It depends. Maybe
depends
so.
On how cool you are.
Yeah, man.
Just don't stalk me.
It's the tribe, bro. Nobody's gonna stalk you, Brian. Nobody cares.
That's true. Nobody cares about me. No, but it's really cool. I feel really good. Press pass. It's so gold, and I feel like I should be wearing a monocle and a top hat. Be like, I'm Mr. Moneybags.
It feels kind of funny though. Like, why in the fuck did they give us a press? Like, what were they doing?
Smoking a lot.
I mean, hey, you know, was that what?
It was opium. Opium.
Never mind. You took it to the whole.
I took
level,
it to
bro.
Another. I took it to the
Poppy
Sonic
seeds,
level.
Eh? Sonic is on there though to slow down. How do you think he sleeps? The little trivia question. How does Sonic sleep?
Gets answer, real up with meth.
Hair
real down with hair.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it works.
That's true. Very true. Yeah. All right. Enough about Sonic. We already talked about him and the games we've been playing. But QuakeCon, man, I'm loving it. Dude, I'm glad we got the press passes. I'm glad we went here. We met some cool people. You met Todd Howard.
I mean, I wouldn't say I met him. I just had to get a chance to respect his marineness. You know, we stayed after, and he stayed after the Fallout 76 panel, which we'll probably wrap this thing up with. And, you know, I always respect, man, when these guys, it's a lot of work trying
it
to
is.
Make the game, promote the game, put it out. Like, just doing our little show, we see how much work that you actually have to put into it just to do something we're passionate about, which, you know, talk about games with more important, just life and relationship and everything. So, it was nice, man, for him to take time out. Like I said, him, Pete Hines took a little second out before they had their initial keynote panel. These are guys that I would watch on E3 and I was like, oh, okay, this is part of the culture of the games that I enjoy, like Skyrim really specifically for me. You know, being in the middle of the hood of Shreveport, Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfucking Hollywood Heights, you know
Hell
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Stacy. I know you hear me, baby, but, you
that's
know
like,
what I mean?
That sounds like a song.
Yeah, man, but, that's the homie, man, but like, you know, to go from that environment to actually be able to be in the same vicinity of the people that are running and running the whole dream, bro, is super dope, man. And, you know, shout out to Will Riley. I said his name wrong.
Did you?
Willie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to be able to be here and kind of represent for them and get the feeling. And this is our area, bro. This is where we at. You know what I'm saying?
This is where we live.
This is what we do. So this is super, super dope, man. But I'm really more interested because I've been to QuakeCon before and I told you what to kind of expect a little bit. You know what I mean? Like that.
This is incredible.
I'm interested. Yeah. Before we get into the games, like, what's your real feel so far? I know this is, you know, your first experience.
The first feel that I had coming into it was they've put some money into this. They've definitely put some money into this. This is a celebration. This is less of a promotional event. Don't get me wrong. There's stuff here that people are promoting, but this feels more like a celebration of Bethesda and id and video games in general. I mean, they have a panel here called 40 Years of Gaming where they just kind of break down everything.
Can you feel the heart and soul of it though? Can you feel like this is like this was their baby?
Yeah.
It's kind of growing up a little bit, but it's
like
still.
It doesn't feel money-making-ish. Like,
I mean, you know.
Cause technically it's free to get in.
Absolutely not.
It is free to get in. You don't have to pay anything to get in. Bro. You can go to the panels. Yep. You can do everything. Now, there's registration fees and stuff like that. Now they also have the biggest LAN party here with the bring your own computer. And this is what I was impressed about because I was kind of worried about security a little bit. Nah, they are tight on security.
Absolutely.
You are not getting your stuff stolen.
And the community kind of secures itself too. You know what I'm saying? On top of it. So it's like a double layer of buffering security, man. It's like nobody came here to steal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's here
to
fun.
But it's still good to know that they got their ducks in a row and got the scanners and got everything. And, yeah, man, it's QuakeCon. If I don't go to any other cons, man, QuakeCon is, you know, this
QuakeCon's
is
the good one.
We gotta support these guys, bro. For me, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, these are solid. You know, it's a business at the end of the day.
And it is.
We call bullshit if we see bullshit. But in all sincerity, man, it's been a great thing so far.
What you can tell is that the company and the people who put QuakeCon on truly love video games. They truly love video games. They truly love the culture surrounding video games. They truly love their fans, too. They were giving out Pip-Boy masks all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
You gave yours away.
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, it was a thing to do. Anyway, moving on. So some of the cooler stuff we saw at QuakeCon was this is a game that we got a bunch of previews. You actually got to put your hands on this one. This was Rage 2.
Yes, Rage 2. I got a chance to touch it a little bit, man, but it was some malfunctions and stuff going on. It was still setting up. You know, we got the early access. So I really didn't get a chance to delve into it. I may talk about it a little bit more because hopefully I can get here early enough tomorrow to really get a chance to get my hands on it, but. I mean, the open world experience, first party shooter, everything that I've seen about it. I wasn't the big, Rage fan, the first one,
but I
will say this. If you like Rage at all, you will love Rage 2.
Absolutely.
They definitely, I think I'm a steal thumper from you said, it feels less of like a Doom clone.
Yeah.
And it's that whole open world aspect. I don't really want to get a chance to get a feel for the vehicles, the convoy aspect, and I didn't get a chance to get into that. So hopefully tomorrow I'll get a chance to spend a little bit more time with Rage 2. But, yeah, man, I mean, it looks cool. We got Goon Squad. We got Goon Squad covers.
We do.
With our faces on them.
We do.
With the Anarchy marks on me and that's dopeness. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there may be some digital booty cheeks in there.
It's
gonna be some
extra
shit, you know, some other stuff going on with it. The Avalanche id software merger with this one though, you can feel that shit through and through.
Yeah, you can feel that one. Yeah.
Definitely. Sure. What's old boy's name? Magnus?
I think so, Magnus. He had like a deep Swedish accent.
Yeah, he definitely looks like a fucking Viking.
He was wearing a death metal t-shirt.
Yeah,
I was
man.
Like, oh, I know these guys.
Yeah, and at the keynote the last night, he had like a belt with Ace on it. It was dope. And the other dude,
cool.
It was funny. Yeah, this cool experience. But Rage 2, I'm looking forward to you getting a chance to fuck with it a little bit too.
Yeah, I want to play it. I want to play it. I'm not a huge fan of the first one. I never was.
Yeah.
Just like you. Me and you both kind of felt it was okay. It was, it was just an okay game. But I think you definitely said, you know, at best here with getting it away from the Doom clone by opening it up a little bit more. I will say this. We got to watch the preview for it. The powers, the little upgrades that you have look really cool.
And what is it? The Y blade? The boomerang thing, man.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was pretty cool.
The fly blade?
Something
like that.
Fuck.
I think. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
whatever.
It's
dope, though. It looked cool. It's dope.
Being able to hit people around the corner.
Yeah.
I really dug a lot.
Yeah.
You know, this open worldness that they just have going on here is, you know, it feels like they could really take a page from Destiny's book and kind of have a little bit. But they've said one thing that, you know, I thought was really kind of cool is small load times and the world is truly open world, which kind of sounded
no
like
no load
were...
screens. I mean, look, they came for the business. Don't
yeah,
get me wrong.
They did.
Like, it's
yeah,
the reason we started now talking about Rage 2. It's kind of, it's super cool that we got access to play it and have, you know, game footage well before it comes out spring 2019.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're into it, if you want more of an open world experience, I'm going to get Rage 2. I will say that.
Oh, no,
I'm
I
going to
too.
Support it.
I will too.
You know, now.
I want to support the guy wearing his death metal shirts.
Well, and then, I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to do it for the show. Like, as we, it's definitely now more so on my radar, just as a fan of gaming. For sure than it was previous or prior to this con. So I'm looking forward to it, but you know what I'm most excited about.
Yeah. I will say this real quick before we move on from Rage. The thing that kind of surprised me and makes me even more excited to play it is the vehicle stuff.
Yeah.
Vehicle races, the vehicle combat. That looked really cool the way you kind of, he had the mortar shells and you could actually use the guns to target people and the way the motorcyclists were setting up like the chains, the electricity chains.
Yeah, that was really crazy. Cool. That was crazy.
It feels very fast.
Yeah, I mean, this whole con, the games that they're presenting feel fast paced and feel real heavy. Except, I mean, you know, 76, we'll see. We'll delve into that. I know that's your
that baby. One's gonna be
yeah. I'm gonna let you breathe on that one. But
the next one.
Yeah.
The next one.
Oh my
God! If you want to talk about something that just kind of ripped my spine out through my mouth and then fed it back to me, it's Doom Eternal.
That's a good way to describe that.
That's kind of what it did. It was amazing. Okay, so let's just start from the top here. Hugo from Id, who we met, who we talked about, comes out in the Monster Squad shirt. The other guy from Id comes out in his dress shirt. I don't know why I'm describing the way they dress.
I don't know why either, man.
I don't know either. That's very...
No, because you're excited about the Monster Squad.
Yeah, it's like, my favorite movie.
It's my favorite movie. Favorite game. You over there fucking...
I had to take a shirt.
Yeah.
Picture with the guy.
Hell yeah,
I was like,
man.
Monster Squad, I love.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, are you ready to rip and tear? And I was like, hell yeah, I'm ready to rip and tear. I was not really ready for what we actually get to see, you know, with this unfiltered first-person shooter experience. Okay, so first, let's start at the top here. They've made the Slayer look so badass. That armor? Jesus, dude, what do you think about that armor, the upgrades that they've given to the Slayer?
I mean, dude is he jacked up now, bro. I mean, if you want just honest opinion, it kind of looks like a souped up version of the Predator, from the gun on his shoulder to the blade that he's using. But it's
Doom, though.
It's dope. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all great art kind of picks and pulls from great places. So it's a perfect fit for the universe.
Yeah.
That's not a knock on it, right? You know what I mean? It's just a really put a picture in your head of what he looks like if you hadn't seen it. I mean, the footage is out now.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get that same kind of feel that you got online that they did at the presentation.
No.
You really get to get a full immersive experience with it. I mean, that's their job. That's the promotion part. That's the business part.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's dopeness 3005 for real. Like,
well, that base, the way the base hit, dude, was just, it just had me on the edge of my
seat. It's all the synergy. We always talk about it like we're boats and hoes, bro. You know what I'm saying? It comes together. Like,
yeah, it does.
You know what I'm saying? The synergy of it all, man, of the different weapon start, the different types of weapons, the addition to this beefing up the Slayer himself, and then the boss battles. The main thing for me, the most impressive thing that I really enjoyed was the enemy destructibility to me. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hugo actually went into it a little bit more depth as far as like you might just want to run around and just blow off chunks of fucking demon meat, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
dope on a whole nother level. But I know that's your wheelhouse for real.
Well,
like, this is gonna draw me into the Doom universe again, like probably not like since like in the 90s.
Yeah, dude, like this is
real.
Like, I love the last Doom game 100%, one completely. this is just feels like such an immersive upgrade. Like he said, they're creating not a Doom video game, but a Doom universe.
Yeah, that was.
And I could feel this.
Okay, go back to the news part, man. What would they do with that? Because that was kind of crazy, that building a Doom universe as far as just the specs of everything. The 10 times higher geometric details.
He's saying there's 10 times higher geometric details in the actual enemy design. And the demons are destructible. And we got to see this firsthand. They really do. These pieces of these demons blow off as you're killing them. And it can be part of the strategy, too, like Hugo broke it down for us, which was, you know, say you've got the arachnoid thing, the giant brain, the thing that looks like Krang running around in an arachnoid suit. He's got the gun on the top of his head. You can actually blow that gun off and take away one of his weapons. And I think
always
that's
like
fascinating.
A good blow-off strategy.
Me, too. A good blow strategy is really good. It's a good thing to have.
Ladies. Sorry. That was disrespectful. That might need to get cut, but you know what I'm talking about. Oh, man.
But you had this. Yeah, we will. but the new guns, too. The ballista, the thing with the arrow that you could shoot into something and it just exploded and fully charged.
Come on, man.
That was a mistake.
No, that's okay.
The super shotgun with the meat hook.
That is my favorite.
That is.
Just because it's the most functional one. You're going to use that one a whole lot. Because
you move around the level by using enemies.
Yeah. But the thing about it is I need to get my hands on it. I need to feel it. Yeah, I need to play
me
it.
Me too.
That's the thing. But it almost felt like I was playing it, watching it. And, you know, I went twice because I went to the keynote and then we went back to the encore today. And it really,
it's just, oh,
I'm looking forward to that one probably the most.
I think I am too.
Honestly,
some of the updated Doom classics are still there too. We've got the Pain Elemental. You've got new demons, the Doom Hunter and the Marauder. Speaking of which, was it the Doom Hunter who was the last boss or was that
the Marauder?
The Marauder.
No. The last boss that they showed, that's actually, they have a fucking
the statue
12, 20
of
fucking foot. Well, I don't know how tall it is. Statue in a, but I don't know what the fuck that is. It's like a super demon.
I think that's like a big super demon or something. It just looks so good. The enemies look amazing.
Yeah. It looks great, man. It looks crisp. It's going to be, I mean, if you like the first Doom, you're going to love that shit. Like,
yeah. Absolutely. They also gave us a preview of some of the new environments. They really are taking Doom to new places with this one.
Yeah.
Those new environments look slick. Absolutely. They look incredible. There's new places in hell. And what they said, I love how they said that they wanted to make this the most badass Slayer that's ever been in the game. And when they showed it off, in my mind, I was like, it's like
congratulations, motherfuckers. Y'all are successful.
Y'all succeeded. This is like Brock Sampson meets Master Chief. Like, if you put the rage of Brock Sampson and Master Chief, this is what would happen. You are going to destroy everything.
Oh, Venture Brother references.
Oh, gotta love Venture Brothers. Gotta love it. But here's one cool thing that they don't talk about I think it's some of the releases and news that we've seen. You can control a demon and invade other players' games if you so choose to. You have the option to control a demon and jump into somebody else's game. Todd, that sounds amazing.
I don't believe in Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, me neither. But I would like to control a demon and jump into games.
Al-Qaeda. No, we'll see how that goes, bro. Like, that'll be cool. I mean, you know, I know this is really, really in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it, and I'll fuck with it, but, you know. We started out talking about
it's
Madden.
Like I put in the notes. It's like Cannibal Corpse album put to a video game. That's exactly what
you
this
took
is.
Notes. That's so
I
great.
Did take some notes.
That means that this is official.
This is official. Yeah, press passes. We have to officially.
Oh,
now here's
that doesn't mean anything other than we just got more work to do. That's what we're recording.
That's true. The other thing too, before we move on from Doom, if you like to investigate levels, they promise that they have put a ton of work into these levels. And into hiding story elements in the game. The most recent Doom was like that. If you really took the time to explore, you would find some really cool, neat little stuff that is still back and in full force.
Yeah. And I mean, even down to the detail of how you're destroying the demons is really kind of just cool little options. And like when he hit the one in the top of the head and it just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like it's cool little shit, man. You can tell these people are really super passionate about these games. It really matters to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
my favorite death thing was when he knocks the foot out from one guy and he brings down his machete and cuts the head off while the body's falling.
I love how you made a Jason reference in this. It's not a machete, bro.
I know, but I had to say it.
It's a super slayer blade of death.
I had to say it. It's a machete. It's a machete in my mind. Oh, and at the very end, the sword. I want hands on with the sword.
Yeah, that's a highlight, Tom. Yeah, seriously.
That absolutely
footage,
is.
Footage-wise here, that's highlight.
That is just a highlight. That made me.
It's a reason why they put the statue there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those smart fuckers.
Yeah, it made me chortle. Yep. That's what it did.
I don't know what that means. All right, bro.
It means you go like this.
I don't never in my less the rest of my life, Brian, on God. See, this is a special, so I'm not on my super level. You know what I'm saying? On my Goku cloud that I normally am on the other side of the universe.
Yeah.
But this is nice, bro. But yeah, I could go my whole life and never hear that noise from you.
All right, moving on.
All right. You made eye contact, bro.
Sorry, I broke the rules.
It's worse and worse, bro. It does. I'm going to get my card taken away, man. Ain't too many of me that they let in the building, bro.
Moving on. All right, we're going to talk about Fallout 76 for a minute. Fallout 76. This is an incredible amount of information. This is nothing that's available. You're hearing it now. You're hearing it first. You may have read about it, but you're hearing it first. From Skip the Tutorial.
Are you sure?
Yes, in my mind.
Because what was it to say? Like, I don't know.
Probably not.
They probably put some information out like 2 hours ago.
Probably.
But for you, if you haven't read some good info.
You can read it, but if you're hearing it first.
You think?
From us, yeah.
I mean, this is not coming out right now.
I mean, we're technically recording like an hour after the panel.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they're not hearing it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, but do your thing, bro.
Yes. That's true. Good technicalities. All right, so first thing here, they started out by playing the trailer. Actually, they started out by asking everybody to put their Pit Boy masks on, and then they played the trailer with Country Roads playing.
Yeah, we'll and good. Everybody we'll starts clapping. We'll end this up because I need a little room on that. We'll end this up with that experience. But yeah, note that moment.
Yes, that moment is noted. All right, so they start out by actually talking about the game being an open world RPG, very much an MMO style. They had a couple of the designers up there. Chris from Ultima Online, one of the original guys who cut his teeth on Ultima Online. I got to shake his hand and actually say thank you so much. I love Ultima Online. He's been brought in to bring the multiplayer experience to Fallout because it's something that they said they've been waiting for since Fallout 4.
And isn't it crazy how the universe works? We just came from Classic Game Fest. Ultima was down there. And every time I say that fucking game name, the look on your face just brightens up.
I mean, it's your fucking profile picture on Facebook, bro.
So for you, I knew it was just like, he's here.
I chortled again. But no,
a Pokemon.
It looks like he's been brought in to bring some multiplayer experience to Fallout because, you know, the thing is that people have been worried. There's been a lot of criticisms about whether or not this is going to be a true Fallout game. But according to Todd Howard, he said, you know, 80% of this game is Fallout and 20% of this game is new. So it's still going to feel very much like a Fallout game. The only difference is a lot of your experience and story is going to be coming from your multiplayer experiences versus your actual story experiences with the NPCs. So is there really an overarching story? That's still kind of probably not. Because by the way that Todd Howard was talking about this, Todd, it was, you know, they have long-term plans for this game.
Yeah, man.
Fallout 76 seems to be one that they want to support fully for a long time to come.
Yeah, man.
Next 5 years, 10 or
years,
so.
15. That's what he said.
Yeah,
that's
he did. Cool. He did.
You know, Fallout is in my real wheelhouse. You know, I enjoyed New Vegas a little bit. You know, I'm a Skyrim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit of Morrowind. You know, that era of it. I'd have my concerns. Like,
yeah, I do too.
But I do appreciate the fact that everybody's going to ignore this, but Todd Howard himself said, you know, it's going to break. Like, we know it's going to break when it comes out. That's the point. We're going to stretch it. We got to stress test it because, you know, they're asking about when the beta is going to come out so we can get our hands on it.
Yep.
With me saying that I'm not really big in the Fallout, I'm really rooting for this one. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to give it an honest go.
I'm going to give it a shot.
It looks great. What they said, you know, everything I'm excited about. I just hope they don't fall into like the Destiny 1 trap. The reason why I don't think they will fall into the Destiny 1 trap is because from Bungie going from Halo to Destiny 1, it was a whole different beast. There was an already established lore in a Fallout universe with their Fallout fans to create and create an experience.
Yeah.
So that gives them a competitive advantage over what Bungie was doing, I think. But it's still, I still have, you know, it's a wait and see type of thing. Cause I know
there really is.
This game is not going to be done when it comes out.
No.
Set your expectations correctly and we could have a potential great experience. And you know, maybe bring a different type of demographic into the Fallout world. Like people like me that didn't really get into Fallout maybe as much. This might be the one that you get into.
I think it's interesting. I agree with you. It could bring different people because, like, survival games right now, too, are pretty big.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these, like, online multiplayer survival games, it kind of started with Rust, and you've got The Long Dark, and you've got several of these.
The card thing seemed cool, but...
We're going to find out about that. Let's break that down for a second. Okay, so your perk system is going to be back. All seven of your regular perk, your trees, your skill trees are there. You know, your strengths, everything. Those are there, so it's a little bit different. So instead of the abilities being based off the perk tree, you have to have that perk tree accessible to you. So you have to have that selected, if I'm understanding it right.
Yeah.
And for the skills itself, they come in the form of cards. And these cards come in the form of packs, these card packs themselves, which you collect. I think it was for the first 10 levels, you get one every 2 levels, and then you get a card pack every 5 levels. And these cards cost different points to actually put in your skill tree, and they give you different bonuses to your actual player. And the way they are saying it is that you can kind of shift it around and move it around how you choose, and you can combine cards. Here's the thing where I think me and you both get, and I don't want to get too far into any type of speculation, but this would be kind of a way that if you really wanted to, you could exploit the consumer to actually purchase these packs single-handedly. And
let's preface it again. They gave no kind of indication of at all that, you know, that was going to go on or that's what it was. It just kind of, in today's environment, you know, ears always perk up for certain type of shit because of what goes on. You know what I mean? But, I don't know. I also don't really feel like that's what it is. It's just something to keep an eye out on.
I don't feel like it is, but it could be. Who knows? But they have capped it though, too. So they've capped it at 15 points. So, you know, unless you're just constantly switching up cards, there will be a limit to how many you really need to hold on to. What I do think is that they've taken an online game with everybody in the game is online, and they've used charisma as an interesting point of view where if you have the charisma points unlocked, you can actually give cards to people in your group, or you can take cards or share cards or, you know, let everybody kind of just perk up. Here's something. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, personally, it sounds and feels like a grand fucking experiment.
It does.
Which could be insane. So, you know, it might be a lot of fun.
It might be a blast.
I'm going to give it an honest try. Now, if it's shit, I'm going to be like, you know, this is just, you know,
It could be. It could just come out to be absolute crap.
I don't think so, though.
I wasn't a huge fan of 4.
Yeah.
Me and you both.
But that's the crazy thing. It's such a fucking ostracizing position because some people love 4.
Some people love it.
Like, 4 is the shit.
And that's the thing is I played 50 hours of 4.
Yeah.
And I still wasn't like a biggest fan, but I still played enough of that game to really love it.
I'll probably be playing 2K.
Yeah.
sipping a 40, drinking on gin and juice, laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Here's something they didn't go into much either, but he kind of made mention because the packs, the card packs come with gum. He said you can use the gum to reduce the hunger
digital
in the
gum.
Game.
Yeah, digital gum.
Digital gum. Yeah. But you can use that gum to reduce your hunger in the game. So apparently hunger is going to be an element here. They never really got into that. They will cap out at level 50 for special points, but there is no level cap. So you get one perk per level. They will stop at level 50, but there's no cap to actual that. You can also be mutated if your rads get too high, which I thought was really cool. Different kind of mutation.
And that's radiation for those that go on.
Yes, radiation for those who haven't played it.
I don't know.
The long-term plans for 76, you know, they didn't really get into that, but they did get into some of the PvP stuff, which I think is a lot what people are interested in. Todd, after Todd Howard broke this down, how do you feel about this PvP?
I don't care. You're better to talk about this. Like, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, this is some shit that is like, you know what I mean? This is like, this part of the culture, like, I think is really cool, but most motherfuckers that I know that I fuck with, they didn't give a fuck
about
the
care PvP about this.
Anyway. How many memes did you see in there? Which I'm just kind of like, we can get back to the, I want to get back to the soundtrack. So, but you got to build more insight on the concern with the PvP. I thought it was cool.
I thought the it was idea, really cool.
The main thing that I took from that I thought was dope was the idea if you was an old bitch ass type motherfucker, if you got that type of goddamn personality, then it's a price to pay. So, I mean, you know, that's some social engineering I could co-sign on, you know what I'm talking about with the gaming industry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe take your motherfucking punk ass outside if you's old bitch ass.
But that's the thing. Like, the thing I like about it is you have to engage in it. Yeah. You have to actively engage in it. Yeah, and if you choose not to, somebody can still technically kill you. However, if that person does kill you, they're then marked as a murderer on the map, and there's a bounty that's put on their head. And the caps, which is the actual economy system in there, the monetary system in Fallout, it's taken from their own money. And then everybody can track them down if they choose to and become little bounty hunters, which is kind of how the only way that I want to play the game is by being a bounty hunter, because that sounds amazing. Some other little updates they gave to is what happens if you die in the game, you just drop everything you were carrying. You can crouch and be ignored on the map. You can hold a pacifist flag up if you just want to show that you're not going to be. If you don't want to engage any type of battle, there's a power curve on the weapons and on the armor to the balance it in the PvP. So if a lower level and a higher level start to engage, they will actually increase the power of the weapon for the lower level and decrease the power of the weapon for the higher level. You can nuke camps and destroy structures, but they've brought in a blueprint mode so you can save your structure and just move it when you ever want to. And the VATs are now going to be real time. If you've ever played Fallout before, the VAT system, as you know, is an RPG style system of shooting where you can target specific areas of the body. And those are going to now be real time. Last couple of things they touched on was they said that there's lots of licensed music in this game, including lots of 40s music. Made me feel real strange when people were clapping to the West
No,
Virginia.
It didn't, bro. Tell the truth. You started clapping. It was a bunch of groupthink, and I was very scared. When everybody put on the white face masks with the blonde hair and it was focused on 40s music, that wasn't necessarily a good goddamn time for people like me. So it was kind of scary. I was excited, but I had a moment. It was just like, boy, oh, shit. I was like, what was it? It wasn't Sweet Home Alabama. What the fuck?
No.
Same goddamn vibe I felt.
It was West Virginia.
It was dope, bro, but it scared the shit out of me, man. It was cool. But you saw my face. I was like, what the fuck is finna go down? Is it finna be a purge in this bitch? Is it finna purge?
I saw your face.
I was like, damn, I was all immersed into the 76 experience, and then I had a whole existential moment. I was
looking around like, what's going on here?
The fuck is this finna turn bad in this today's climate? Am I in the right place?
It turns out you were.
But see, so maybe I'll just, you know, maybe I'll be on the wanted guy all the time, just running around randomly. It might be me, bro. If you see that red star on my map, motherfucker, it might be me rolling down the street.
That'll work.
Smoking in though.
Sipping on gin and juice.
That's what. And that is the dope idea. All jokes aside, that's the dope idea about Fallout 76. The idea that it's no NPCs and that you can choose to play it how you want to play it. Yep. And they put a lot of thought in trying to keep it balanced and fun and creating a community.
Yep.
That's what's drawing me into saying, okay, this might be the Fallout after all these years and all the different types of games. Seeing it and maybe it's helping that I'm here. Maybe that's helping that I'm seeing it. Maybe if I hadn't come to this conference that I wouldn't be as interested, but that's what we do this for, bro. Cut through the bullshit, to skip through the dumb shit so you can have the truth about it. This one might be dope. And I mean, the graphics, the little bit of gameplay that we saw,
it look good.
Fucking amazing. It looks really good. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how that translates. And I mean, my concern though, when it comes out and it breaks.
Yeah. People are going to lose
their
mind.
How's the community going to stick with it? You know what I mean? Yeah. But, you know, people fucking worship Todd Howard and these people. So, you know, we'll see. But like I started out saying, that motherfucker is a Marine. Man, all these people are really, even down to the volunteers, the sweet people in the exhibit hall. You know, we got to get back over there before we get out of here, bro. I just really look forward. I'm hoping that as, you know, we grow and opportunities come along, this will be a staple and something that we do.
We're definitely going to make this a staple.
Start bringing the tribe. You know what I'm saying? This is dope. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got right now, bro.
That's it, man. I gotta do this. Last couple words on Fallout 76 are, you know, I wasn't completely sold on the game, when it first was announced and the trailers were shown. This has me more excited about it. It really does. And that being said, I'm still going to be a little bit cautious going in because, as we've talked about, my last favorite game was Vegas. I really love Fallout 3 New Vegas. Bring those dialogue trees back. Now we just have that dialogue conversation in person. Yes, and if I act like an idiot, you can treat me like an idiot. All right. But that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. Reminding you, you can find us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast, on Instagram at skipthetutorialpodcast, on Twitter at @stt_pod. And everywhere you get your podcast. And until next time, as we always do, stay humble.
Stay humble.